The Chalkon Yaakov was the first to deal with the need for tevila of electrical appliances, starting with his immersion coil and then his electronic urn. He thought that if a kli is only usable when plugged into the wall, if it has no receptacle on its own, it is not susceptible to tumah and therefore does not require tevilat kelim. Poskim debate this novel approach. Many, such as Rav Moshe Feinstein, categorically reject it, whereas others like Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Ravelsky are willing to combine it with other considerations when forging a leniency, a kula. A common approach is to take the device to the mikveh and just wait a number of days or weeks until it dries. Leave it by the radiator, leave it in the sun until it dries. But others, such as Gedalia Dov Schwartz, Rav Heinemann, and a number of other poskim, argue that the delicate nature of these electronics and possibility of ruining it via a short circuit, corrosion, an open circuit, thanks to water damage, render one an anus and exempt from attempting tevila before use, just as one does not have to attempt to be tovel a kli that he has in partnership with the goy, and rather he can use it in the meantime. So too, in any situation where one is incapable of performing tevila, one may use the kli, and there is no requirement of tevila. Rav Ovadia and others recommend, especially for Sephardim, that one should sell the item to a goy and borrow it back indefinitely. Rav Belsky and Rav Asher Weiss modify that one should sell a part of it, and that sort of deals with some of the halachic issues in that sale. We discussed Keurig machines and how those proved to be an interesting opportunity to assess the range of views on this issue, how to apply Ikar and Tafel, how to apply Ma'amid, and metal versus plastic, and taking it apart, putting it back together. At the end of the day, just sell it to a guy. Obviously, if your office can just rent it, that's even better. And as an aside, just to follow up on something we started discussing, a sous vide machine, the heating element, doesn't touch the food, so it's definitely patur. And even the basin, so what, it touches the water. The water is not food-related. The water is merely heating up the food that's always in the plastic bag. Therefore, one would definitely not require tevila with a beracha on a sous vide machine basin, and not on the machine at all for the heating element. There are those who say to do tevila without a beracha, but you should ask your posik what to do there. I imagine for Sephardim, the answer would be no tevila whatsoever.